Well, we thank you for joining the call this morning. We're going to get out the way so that we can hear what thus says the Lord this morning. So I'm asking each and every one of you now, can we all join together in a word of prayer? Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is a day that you have made. We all shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your goodness and your mercies. We thank you for grace and mercy that shall follow us all the days of our lives. We ask that you watch over each and every caller on this call this morning, their families. God, continue your blessings over them. We thank you for our leaders, that they were obedient and said yes, that we can come together in this platform and join together to learn more about you and to celebrate you. God, we ask that you anoint the speaker this morning. Move them out of the way and speak through them to us, and that each and every person on this call will have an ear to hear and a heart to receive. And we thank you for Artists International for bringing us all together. We ask your continual anointing and blessings on this company, and we thank you that you are taking it to a $1 billion company and that we all shall reap the rewards of that. So we thank you, we praise you, and we adore you, and we love you. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'd now like to turn the call over to our host. This has been Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it has been a Jesus joy greeting each and every one of you on the call. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Jackie Henderson. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my beautiful angel. Take it away.
Thank you so much to our Silver Fox. Thank you for your joy of the Lord. Thank you for the love for God and the love for his people. Well, good morning, and welcome to TMC, the Master's Call. This is Minister Ada Grace greeting you with joy from Brooklyn, New York. And if this is your first time dialing into the Master's Call, on behalf of our co-founders, we want to take the opportunity and give you a special welcome. If you don't mind, I'd like to take a few minutes and just tell you a little bit about our call and our ministry. It was founded back on October 25th, 2010, by two wonderful, anointed, and appointed women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Establish a ministry and a call, knowing these women of God. They base this ministry and call on the scripture found in the division of Psalms 88:13. And it reads, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And so just as you heard Minister Jackie give us the opening prayer, we will also close out in a word of prayer. And every Friday on tomorrow and every Friday since the inception of this call, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports live. And so if you're able to join us for part two on Friday, we invite you to do that. However, there are times if you can't be on the line live, we would like for you to utilize our email and email us your prayer requests and praise reports. Let us know how this call and how it's impacting your life. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. Our email is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, we also have a website for you. And do you know that every message has been archived and there for you on the buffet spread of the Word of God on our site? So be sure to visit and frequent our site often. And that is www.themasterscall.net. Now, many of us came to the Master's Call through the common thread and the vehicle of Artists International, now under the heading of Artist Life. Artist was founded by the Diaz de Leon family. It is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, coined by our prayer general, and I agree with her. And so if you're not familiar with our company, our amazing products, our lucrative opportunity, we would like for you to get back to the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you how an appointment with artists will change your life. Now, immediately following this call, we head over to the morning motivational call that is being headed by a group of awesome artist life leaders. And the number for that call immediately following this call is 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-POUND. Now, if you are a caller and you your carrier is T-Mobile or Metro PCS, there is a brand new bridge number that you can dial before you dial this conference number so that you don't have to pay. And that number is 857-957-1147. Again, the new bridge number is 857-957-1147. Now, all roads are leading to California. Here we come. March 3rd through the 5th for the Artist Extravaganza. We are very excited, and you want to register, you want to visit your back office so that you can be there. We are so excited about heading to Los Angeles, California for our artists, our next big artist event. Well, I want to tell you about this morning's speaker. She is very near and dear to my heart. It's because of her that the Lord brought her in my life over 30-something years ago. She is a beautiful, yielded vessel of the Lord, loves him with all her heart, mind, and soul. She is my big sister. She is a mentor, and I just want to read just a little bit from her bio. As she prepares to come, Minister Willa Peterson has been married to Gerald Peterson for over 41 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Cannon, and Macy. She recently, her and Jerry, relocated to Tampa, Florida in October of 2016. I want you to head to our website for more information, but she is our mouthpiece for the morning. She is beautiful. She is amazing. She is willing to help. She is insightful. She is loving. She listens to the Holy Spirit, and she is able to serve. I'm speaking of a wonderful woman of God. At this time, it is my distinct honor and privilege to introduce to some and to present others, none other than Minister Willa Peterson. Have you made it to the line, beautiful?
Yes, I have, my dear sister. I am officially off set up ministry.
Take it away, my beautiful big sister. Love you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, my sister. You know I love you dearly. And Ava has said, we have known one another for well over 30-something years, and I just adore her so much, and praise God for you, my dear. And Minister Jackie, thank you so much for opening us up this morning and for that powerful prayer as we took our seat. And to Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we affectionately call our Dr. Dimples and Dr. Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we call our Mother Eagle because she will truly push you out of the nest, and she'll push you out even before you get comfortable being out. But then once you get out the nest, it feels great. So thank you so much for the confidence you've shown in me to give me this opportunity to share the word this morning. And thank you, my TMC family, for joining us at the buffet table this morning for a word from God that I pray will enrich, enhance, and encourage us as we give God all the details of our lives. And Father, I just pray right now, all of you and none of me, as I bring the word this morning, Father, I pray that my voice will just hold up so that I can say and give what thus says the Lord. Alrighty, my TMC family. Well, as I thought about what to minister on this morning, I had a couple of topics that came to mind. However, being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, I only want to bring the message that He wanted me to bring. So one day last week, as I was walking, doing my daily prayer walk, I pondered the other topics and asked the Holy Spirit if any of those were what He wanted me to minister on, and if not, to give me one. Well, no sooner had I said that the Holy Spirit dropped into my spirit, faith. He said, talk about faith. And so I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what about faith do you want me to speak? And immediately He gave me an acronym for faith, which is finding assurance in the heat. Now, I clearly understood what that meant. I believe we have all had situations when we had to know and believe that no matter how difficult, no matter what we were going through, that God would see us through the situation if we would just believe on Him and stay focused on that assurance He has given us. That leads me to my scripture reference, which is 1 Chronicles 4:9, known as the prayer of Jabez. I'm just going to take a moment here to drink some water. Excuse me. Thank you, Lord. Now, Jabez, and it reads, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Jabez's mother chose that name for him because of the pain she was in when she bore Jabez. Now, I don't know if that was physical pain from intensity and hardness of labor and delivery, or from emotional pain in her life. Nevertheless, she deemed the name Jabez to be appropriate for her baby boy. So everywhere Jabez went, he was taking the connotation of pain with him. Can you imagine how it must have been for him to be known by the word pain everywhere he went? I can imagine people saying to him, here comes pain, and everyone running from him because no one wanted to be associated with somebody who caused pain. That's like naming somebody trouble and saying, here comes trouble. Doesn't really want to give you a feeling to want to hang around with this person, does it? So amid introducing us to the family of Judah, the introduction stops to tell us about Jabez. Scripture tells us that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, which says his brothers must have been all right. They weren't like brothers of Joseph. They apparently knew God and did what was right in his sight. However, Jabez was more honorable. Now, we aren't told what qualified Jabez to have the title of being more honorable. However, from the little we read about Jabez, we can conclude that he is a praying man, and it was his prayer that made him more honorable. Jabez knew what to do in order to have faith, in other words, in order to find assurance in the heat. Jabez found a way out of his dismal future. He prayed to the living and true God, who alone can hear and answer prayer. And in prayer, he regarded him as a God in covenant with his people. In reading this prayer, you can tell that it was not one of those quick, thoughtless, mind roaming elsewhere while praying kind of prayers. This was not one of those rote, now I lay me down to sleep prayers. This prayer was intentional. It was obvious that Jabez had grown sick and tired of being identified with this pain. We don't know what kind of pain Jabez experienced. However, we know it had to be great because Jabez wanted a change and he wanted it without delay. Now, your name may not be Jabez, but I'm willing to believe all of us have had some Jabez situations, some Jabez help, some Jabez friends, some Jabez finances, a Jabez spouse, a Jabez significant other, some Jabez children, a Jabez job, just some Jabez situations, just some painful situations where you have said enough is enough. Now, this message may not be for you today, because our lives generally fall into three categories. You may be going through a Jabez painful situation. You may be coming out of a Jabez situation, or you may not be in a Jabez situation at all. But at some point in our lives, we will have to have faith, find assurance in the heat. So if this is not for you today, perhaps you can be a blessing to someone with what to do when going through a Jabez situation. These are the four things Jabez prayed for that I pray and hope will help you to find assurance in the heat. Number one, that God would bless him indeed. Indeed in Hebrew is like adding 5 exclamation points written in all caps, underline what is written, and putting it in bold type. We know this here. Jabez did not put God in a box. He wanted unlimited blessings. He wasn't going to restrict his blessings. He would indeed, the word indeed meant he just didn't want a little blessing. He wanted more. He wanted God to take any curse associated with his life and turn it into a blessing. Some of us have had some generational curses on our families that have caused us pain from one generation to the next. We must get earnest with God and bind that curse in the name of Jesus and then ask God to bless us indeed, bless our families indeed. It may be your health. Ask for an indeed blessing over it. Your finances. The word of God tells us that the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to God. Put an indeed blessing on it. It may be your artist business with some business partners who are men and women who are not of their word, who don't mind, some men and women who don't want to work. Well, we want you to have some business partners who are men and women of their word, who don't mind working hard, who can take rejections and the no's that come along with the responsibility. The indeed blessing of Jabez works for that too. God's blessings are real and produce real results. Number two, Jabez prayed that God would enlarge his territory. What is your territory? Is it better relations with your family? Is it to enlarge our hearts, especially for those who have wronged us? A better known word for forgiveness? Is it a better witness for God? Is it the difference in being out and out in the open Christian as opposed to being a secret agent Christian at work and in our neighborhood? Is it giving you holy boldness to go outside of asking family and friends to become your business partner? I love it how Conrad Hilton put it. Conrad Hilton of Hilton Hotels said he didn't get wealthy by extending hotel reservations to family and friends. He had to get out of his comfort zone. That's what we must do for God to enlarge whatever territory we're asking him to enlarge. Find assurance in the heat. Have faith in whatever the Jabez situation means by opening ourselves up to allowing God to take us to the next level in order to get to that place called assurance. Number three, Jabez prayed that God would, that his hand would be with him. God's hand to lead us, protect us, strengthen us, and to work all our work in us and for us is a hand and all sufficiency kind of hand for us. Because, you see, I want God to enlarge my territory. I want him to enlarge your territory. Dr. Vanessa said this year, in 2017, by faith, by finding assurance in the heat, God is manifesting goals and dreams. And I just love it how her message today, yesterday, was about faith as well. You see how God works. Part of his miracle for me is to fulfill what is on my list for this year. However, if God's hand is not in enlarging my territory, if God is not the co-pilot in the things that I am asking him to do for my family and me, if God doesn't give me the assurance of whatever I'm asking him for, then I don't want it. Lord, I just want to do, I don't want to go anywhere or do anything without you. Yes, as I go through 2017, finding assurance in the heat of the difficult parts of my life that need to be broken up in order to go to the places where God is pleasing for me to be, to get to the place where my territory in every aspect of my life has been enlarged, I want to take God with me. Because if God is not in it, it is not worth it. The fourth thing that Jabez prayed for was that God would keep him from evil and not show him cause any pain. Jabez prayed specifically to be protected from trouble and pain. We live in a fallen world filled with pain, and it is important to ask God to keep us from unavoidable evil that Satan tries to bring our way. As you have witnessed during this master's call, we have all been hit with some form of grief or another. Why? Because Satan is not happy with what we are doing here, doing for the master. He is not happy that we have been here for 6 years and 3 months. So he is trying to blindside us with calamity. Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, all of us, must be doing something like pleasing God, because Satan would not send a part-time demon. He's been sending his full-time demon trying to knock us off our post. But thanks be to God who gave us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we find assurance in the heat. We have faith knowing that the resurrection of Christ brings victory through whatever challenges, disappointments, and calamities we may have faced or facing. We must all avoid evil motives, desires, and actions that begin with us. Not only must we seek God's protection from evil, but we must also ask God to guard our thoughts and actions. We can begin to utilize this protection by filling our minds with positive thoughts and attitudes. As we find assurance in the heat, as we walk by faith. So just as God granted Jabez's request, he will grant our request as well, as we earnestly seek him. I pray that this message will give you everything you need to have faith, and particularly to have the faith as we find assurance in the heat. I love you, my TMC family. Back to you, host.
Amen, amen, and amen. Find assurance in the heat. Thank you, woman of God. You got through it. Thank you, Father, for letting her voice hold up. I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction, but at this time, will you join me in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning truly humble, truly grateful that it is in 2016, by faith, you are manifesting our goals and dreams. And for that, we say thank you. We bless you for the woman of God this morning who spoke into our painful situations, our Jabez situations. We ask that you pour back virtue into her, Lord God. We ask that you bless our co-founders, Lord God. You know what they're in need of, Lord God. Continue to give them the grace, the mercy, the strength, and the comfort, Lord God, in all that they're doing. Bless their families richly, Lord God. Bless the TMC prayer warrior team. Bless artists' life, Father God. Make a way, Father God, for those who have a desire and heart to be in California in March, Lord God. We thank you and bless you, Lord God, for continuing to carry us and strengthen us as we go through our Jabez situation, Lord God. We love you and we honor you today. Lord, we want to lift up our very own minister, Robin, Lord God. Continue to touch her body and be with her, Lord God. Clear out any mucus or anything that is causing sickness and disease in her body. Give her that Sophia healing virtue, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We love you and bless you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all of the distributors around the world at Artist Life who are pushing and pressing through, Father God, on a mission to change people's lives. Continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, as they continue to move this company. Lord, we want to pray for those that are in a season of bereavement, Lord. We think of our Platinum President Juanita Kraft and her family on the passing of their father. We ask that you continue to remember those that I may not know of right now as far as in a season of bereavement, but you know. And Father God, we just thank you and love you in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Well, I don't know about you, but this is one message. Anything when it comes to faith, I have to listen to it a couple of more times. So to listen to our playback, you may dial 712-432-1085 with the same access code of 957-677-POUND. We invite you to head over to our morning motivational call coming up next. 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-POUND. Remember, you can use the brand new bridge number call, which is 857-957-1147 before you dial the conference number. Want to thank you so much, our Silver Fox Minister Jackie Henderson, for seating us and greeting us with your Jesus joy. We thank you so much. And woman of God, my mentor, my big sister, love you so very much. Thank you for that powerful word of God as we are finding assurance in the heat. Will you come on back right now and give us our closing benediction, Minister Willa Peterson?
Thank you, my sister. You know, I love you dearly. So the end of 1 Chronicles 4:9 says, so God granted him what he requested. I want you, my TMC family, to join me in praying the prayer of Jabez over your life and your family's life, your friends, your community, and everything you hold dear throughout this year. And next year, I look forward to hearing how we can testify that God granted our request. So, Lord, we come to you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for that short verse about Jabez and how he turned to you, Lord, and how you blessed him, oh God. You blessed him indeed. And, Lord, how you enlarged his territory, God, and we thank you that you kept his hand on him and that you kept him from evil and didn't cause him any pain. And, Father, because your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, you are faithful to do that for us. So as we reach out to you, Lord, and as we go honestly in prayer, not one of those little old now I lay me down to sleep prayers, or one of those prayers, oh God, that we just really seek your face, oh God, knowing and having faith, oh God, faith knowing that you, oh Lord, will answer, having the assurance in the heat, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that next year, even before next year, Lord, we'll be able to testify how you requested, you answered our request. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, as I always tell you, and I mean it from the very bottom of my heart, from my heart to yours, I love listening to you. Thank you for listening to this voice this morning. God bless you. Goodbye.